You're listening to
Spam Jam Radio.
The best.
Jam 28.
Excuse me, can I ask you for directions?
Oh, I'm not from here.
That's okay, I'm not going anywhere specific.
Have you chosen a wine, gentlemen?
Almost, but I'd like to ask you some questions first.
Certainly, sir.
What are your thoughts on Lisa Kudrow? How do you get into soy futures? What is Ensmeat and why is everyone just trying to make it? And who the hell is Tom D. Canary?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, actress, DJ, and designer to the stars, acclaimed director, famed philanthropist, and Olympic gold medal pentathlete and archer, owner of the world's third largest cybersecurity firm, 1,006 left gloves, 9 restaurants, and 19 carbon-neutral artisanal bakeries, the first human to have climbed Kilimanjaro carrying an anaconda and swum the Bay of Biscay tethered to a shark. Ladies and gentlemen, what more can I say? It's Ophelia Vice! Ophelia, darling, what's next for you?
Well, Xander, I just want to live somewhere with, you know, unobstructed access to incredible peaches.
Don't we all, Ophelia? Don't we all? Here's your ice cream.
Thanks.
So, how's life?
Not so good.
What happened?
Huh? Nothing.
But you say your life isn't good right now, so something must have happened to change it from good to bad.
Oh, but you assume it was ever good.
Here, have some champagne! We're celebrating!
Thanks, what are we celebrating?
Having champagne!
It was so sexy and exciting between us, until we had sex. Then, it was just uninspired and disenchanting, as it always ends up between a man and a woman, a boy and a girl, between any one thing and another, really. The attraction of failure, the inertia of loss, love, once more, a horse trapped in a muddy well, struggling into the inevitability of slow and painful demise.
Okay, thank you. Well, that concludes the readings from this year's second grade fiction finalists, who, unfortunately, could not be here to read in person because of a multi-school lice outbreak.
You know what? You really are something.
Thanks.
You just seem like you'd be a terrific friend.
Really?
To have adventures with and squeeze the most out of life.
Oh, wow. You do?
Yes, you'd make the perfect companion.
I would?
Yes, absolutely. For someone else.
Psst. Hey. Watch out for that guy, man. He's a sink shitter.
Oh, really? I thought he was just a fruit fucker.
Nah, man.
Or at worst, a shower pisser.
Nah, man. He's a first-class sink shitter.
Wow. Thanks for letting me know. I'll stay alert.
You're welcome, your onion licker.
Hey, can I ask you something personal?
Sure.
No. Forget about it.
No, please. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to ask if your favorite noosh happens to be Baba Ganoush?
It is. It does.
Really? Oh God, mine too. And your favorite nation?
Pollination.
Oh, I thought it would be illumination like mine. Pity. I really thought we were clicking.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. We have Jay from Miami. Hello, Jay. You're on with Dr. Jack. What is your question?
Hello? Yes, my question is anesthetic cream only for your anus?
One more time, Jay. I'm not sure I understand.
Oh, sorry. I mean, is it only for a cut or a wound on your anus, or you can use it anywhere?
Excuse me,
Can I ask you for directions?
I'm kind of lost.
Terrific. That's exactly where I want to be.
Writing.
This has been a Canter Loop production. Thanks for listening.